The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Wonderful 36th episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. My name is Dylan, and with me across the pond, as always, is the... See, I already forgot everything. The stupid awesome analyst, John.
You take a week off and you're done.
Yeah. No, it's usually right after I say my name, it wipes my memory.
I'm Dylan, and that's it.
And that's all I need to know. And, of course, the other voice that you heard was the hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
And with them also is King Baby Duck of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I almost got it. Evan.
Yes. Hi. How's it going?
And the anime newbie, Christine.
Hello.
Yeah, she was on last year's episode of Con Month when we were doing our wrap-up. She was? Oh, the wrap-up video, yeah.
Thanks for remembering me.
Sorry. I forgot because we recorded that, video film that one. I forgot about it. I forgot I counted.
See, it's pretty common.
Indeed. Yeah, so we're going to have a similar situation for the next episode. After this episode is recorded, we're going to do our wrap-up episode, and we're going to record mirror hours right after we get back from Anime Boston, and you'll be able to hear how tired we are, if some of us are sick. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, Dylan, you'll have a week off.
Yeah, I won't be. I probably won't be sick.
Just keep skiing
or doing something.
Whatever I do on my normal...
Not being in the middle of
normal Sunday.
Exactly. When is Anime Boston?
It is March 21st to the 23rd, but we will be there from the 20th to the 23rd. Right. We are actually going to be at Anime Boston the day this episode comes out.
Oh.
So if you're hearing... If you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, just make your way to Boston real quick.
And see it, and say hi.
And then go about your business.
Okay. So, time to ring news bell.
News.
Good job. Okay, so first up in media news, we should talk about what happened at the Oscars with what a lot of us were focusing on, which was The Wind Rises, which was nominated for an Academy Award. It was in Best Animated Film. It did not win. It was beat out by Frozen.
Surprise.
Yeah. Didn't see that coming.
Well, did you guys hear the controversy about? I mean, I'm sure everybody's heard of it.
About how only three people out of the seven people voted, and even those three people said, I didn't see any of these. I'm just going to go with Frozen because that's what everyone's talking about.
Yep, pretty much.
Well, that was just an anonymous group of seven. There was more people that voted. But yeah, a lot of those comments were along those lines.
It's thoroughly disappointing when you hear that. I mean, that's our industry and the fact that people kind of toss it to the side.
Well, especially, never mind actual good movies that should win Oscars.
Wolf Children.
Yeah, I know. But the animation, when you're in the animation category, you're even more ignored. Because everybody still sees animation as something for children.
Even though animators work harder than any of the actors that are nominated.
There was one of those comments, that was one of the guy's reason why he didn't see it, is because he thought it was a childish thing.
Yeah, and one of the people who brought it is like, oh, I brought my 6-year-old to see Frozen, so that's the one I'm voting for.
Yeah. Well, they're not even required to watch all of the live action films.
Yeah, I heard something similar. Yeah, I heard something similar happen to 12 Years a Slave, where they said that that they voted for it just because, and they didn't even see it.
Apparently, it was the best one though. Our cousin who goes to film school did see it, and he was like, yeah, that deserved it. But I still haven't seen it, so I don't know.
But how many other movies have there been that been like 12 Years a Slave?
Well, I mean, there's certainly been a lot of Oscar bait movies, if that's the kind of category you're lumping it in.
That's the thing. It's total Oscar bait.
Yep. Well,
Yeah, that was actually probably the only one that I can really think of.
Wasn't a Matthew McConaughey movie? Because he won for something.
Yeah, he won Best Actor. Anyway, Best Actor.
I do want to see Dallas Buyers Club, because that does look like a great film.
Yeah,
I think that
was the one. Yeah, it was. Didn't see it.
didn't see it. Moving on.
So I'm going to vote for that one.
If the listeners of Wicked Anime, if you haven't heard the episode on No Borders No Race where these two guys, Andrew and Jonathan, just went, I didn't see that one. Nah, I didn't see that one either. Listen to their Oscar picks.
Yeah, link in the description. Okay, but what I did want to bring up with the Oscars, which was interesting, was that The Wind Rises actually won two Japanese Academy Awards in its own country.
Yeah,
for animation and musical score.
Yeah.
Which the musical score was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not to discredit the animation, because the animation was equally as good. Like, oh my gosh. That was probably the thing that kept me going throughout the entire movie was the stylistic choices that they made throughout that movie.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like, the earthquake, I cannot believe that was hand animated, because oh my gosh, it was so smooth. And then probably my favorite part was when Jiro was designing, you know, the aircrafts, and he was doing the math out on the paper, and then his papers start flying off of his desk, because like he's all of a sudden like on the wings of an airplane, like he's imagining how it's gonna work, mm-hmm. and like he can just see the math playing out almost as like how a programmer reads code. Yeah, I think that for animation, that movie really did deserve all the awards it should have gotten.
It did win some, like, Boston Film Festival awards, too, so at least we know what we're talking about.
Did it? Yeah.
This is breaking news. Stuff is coming in over the wire.
Oh, wow. Co-founder Toshio Suzuki retires as producer at Studio Ghibli.
Studio Ghibli shutting down.
I just got a huge Jeep ad.
Yeah, well, it looks like somebody else is following Miyazaki out of... isn't he the guy who's, like, Miyazaki's partner?
The one who helped him find this Studio Ghibli.
And like, his baby was My Neighbors, the Yamadas, or something like that?
Yeah.
That was, like, his movie, which was really funny.
Well, no, he was the producer of it, but he wasn't... He didn't direct that one.
I thought that one was his, though. Like, I thought that's what that was. Like, the whole idea of the My Neighbors, the Yamadas.
No, it was based... No. My Neighbors, the Yamadas is based off of Nono-chan, which is a popular Japanese TV show that was on back in the day.
Okay, and so then there's actually also the second part that I forgot about, where Miyazaki was recently stating in an interview that instead of The Wind Rises, he wanted to make Ponyo 2.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
What do you think that would have been like? Would it still have been them as kids, or would it have been them grown up?
I would have liked to have seen Ponyo 2.
Maybe them growing up, and then she has to return to her ocean because something dire is happening.
But I guess we'll never know.
Get on the fanfics, people.
Yeah, that's the Ponyo fanfiction.
All right, so next up in media news, April 6th marks this year's National Moe Character Festival. There's going to be a Moe Festival in the city of Ogaki. What it is like, it's a festival that honors Moe mascots of, you know, products and all that sort of stuff.
So Moe Tons?
Tons
are going to be there too.
That's what I'm gathering from it. It's going to have voice actors, and there's going to be honorary I'm reading here, Moe Temple's character.
Does the Moe convention have its own Moe character that represents that Moe convention?
No, there's just a huge banner with all these Moe girls on it.
Can I be a complete noob right now
and say what's Moe?
What's Moe?
It's when something's cute and sexy at the same time.
I don't know. It doesn't have to be sexy, I suppose. It is such a broad term. Technically, anything out of anime could be moe if you like it.
Yeah, basically, it's meant to be cute. Like the like, it's used in advertising as in the same way that we have like mascots in cereal boxes. Where like,
except ours are like sports people. Theirs are like anime characters.
Yeah,
or tigers. sports people and tigers.
They're
or Latin great. Draculas.
Yeah, that's Count Chocula.
Yeah, that's Lion-O.
He's Moe-tastic.
That's Larry Kenny plays Count Chocula.
You would know that.
He does, and he plays he plays the Cocoa Bird as well. Coos Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Ho!
Thundercat cereal.
That would be
thunder,
awesome.
Thunder, thunder, thunder with 2% milk.
That, I think, if that existed, Andrew would be diabetic.
Gotta start my morning every morning with Thundercat cereal.
Breakfast home!
Next up in media news, and lastly for media news, the Moe anime of this season, Recently My Sister Is Unusual, they posted a trailer for the live-action movie that is going to be coming out for it.
There's a live-action movie of this?
Oh, yeah.
And it looks terrible!
Oh, yeah. Link into the description. Not safe for work. It looks very, very low budget.
Yeah, it does.
It's like an asylum film.
Except based off of an anime. Is that it? I mean, there's really not much. If you know what Emocho is, like, based. I actually did a Wicked Fast review on it. That's already there. So if you want to get a quick review of what Emocho is, go check out my review and then watch this goofy-ass trailer.
I don't know. It looks like they're trying to stay true to the media, so it's supposed to be, like, underage girls being cute and sexy and not wearing a lot of clothes.
All the actresses are older.
So it's okay.
They filed the necessary paperwork.
It's just like the episode of Sergeant Frog. It's okay if you're ogling at these girls. They're all played by college students anyway.
Actually, Jonathan, we wanted to add that one more bit of media news. Baby Metal's rising fame.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, this is awesome. I mean, it's really surprising how it's kind of taken on by storm.
Now, hello, Jonathan and I, Baby Metal hipsters here. We liked Baby Metal before they were famous. When they showed up on the scene with their first music video, we were like...
Probably about a year ago, almost.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Was it Doki Doki Morning?
It was Doki Doki Morning. That was like their first music video.
And still one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, still one of my favorite songs, too. Though their CD is good. But, Evan, what were the numbers as far as they were?
So, it was in the top 10 rock albums on iTunes in 7 countries. America, UK, Australia, Canada, Ireland, Japan... And Sweden, you know, Sweden, home of where death metal reigns supreme. And it hit number one in Japan and America.
Wow, that is insane.
That's pretty good for a foreign band.
Yeah, I just realized? I actually use Baby Metal tracks for Besom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. The music that I use for both of our Besom episodes are Baby Metal tracks.
I remember talking with you guys about this before, but I forget if this is a genre or a band.
It's a band.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's that pop or the three pop idols, like, basically doing J-pop craziness on top of crazy death metal.
It's been unofficially dubbed kawaii core.
Yeah.
I mentioned this in my review of the album, and it reminds me of something that Happy Tom, one of the band members from Norwegian punk band Turbo Negro, said about themselves. Happy Tom once said, "We started up as a parody, but ended up as a revolution." This is what's happening with Baby Metal.
Cool.
It's like the opposite of Kanye.
All right, we've delved into some strange places already, but we're moving on to some strange news now.
Yeah.
Yay.
Strange news. Yay. That's your favorite, everybody.
This is your favorite.
Hope you're happy. Okay, so first up in strange news, it is coming up on the 40th anniversary of Hello Kitty. And for the 40th anniversary of Hello Kitty, they are doing a crossover event with Playboy. So soon hitting the Japanese market, Hello Kitty products are going to have Hello Kitty herself dressed in sexy bunny costumes and fishnets and all that kind of stuff.
Which is actually not as surprising now that I think about it, seeing that they have the Hello Kitty back massagers already being sold. And so there's already products like that.
Just for the furries.
Just for the furries.
That's like uber fan service, a cat girl and a bunny girl all in one.
But she's like... Not so, a cat girl, so it's like just a cat.
Yeah. So, wait, a monster so
you're talking about Ryuoki as a girl. Tenchi Muyo.
Yes. Yeah.
The cat. There was the episode where she did become like sort of a female hybrid cat girl, rabbit girl sort of thing. I think it was one of the either the OVAs or one of the episodes of Tenchi Universe.
Of course she would. Next up in strange news, we have cops in China in their pursuit on cracking down on illegal gambling machines have taken regular arcade cabinets out of bars and other places where they are and burn them.
What?
Begone, like, demons!
Taking, like, Molotov cocktails and be like, ah! Like, throwing them through the windshield of the
No, they just throw it out in the street and they're, like, sipping rum and then they just pour or, like, toss the bottle on and then they have a Zippo lighter and they just ignite the arcade machine. Throw it.
This is because I can't get past level 3 of Pac-Man.
And then the Street Fighter machine's like, Japan!
Yeah. So this has been, an ongoing thing where, but the reason why it's been popping up is because there's been some controversy as to what cops have been identifying as gambling machines. So some of them, that things that they're burning are just regular arcade machines. You know, like some of them actually
T86 calculator.
Yeah.
Dude, what do they do after? Do they, like, leave it in the middle of the street and, like, hang a sign on it that says, out of order, this is an example?
We've made an example of this machine, out of order. You just see Chinese cops, like, with a face down arcade cabinet, bite the curb!
Put your mouth on the curb!
No, they've been burning them in dumps and in garbage heaps and landfills and stuff like that. But, like, it seems so absurd, like, really? Burning them. That's
they should just wait until they explode if they're Chinese.
Yeah. That's a callback to other episodes, yeah.
To other things in China exploding.
All right, last up in strange news. If everybody recalls Lotteria, the Japanese fast food chain, we talked about them way back when we were... when discussing their release of an Evangelion hamburger, I forget how many, like, 8 patties or something like that. Well, now for $20 or 20,000 yen, you can get a 10 meter tall Attack on Titan cheeseburger.
Wait, how tall is this?
10 meters. No. I'm sorry.
10 meters?
I read that wrong.
That's larger than a cow.
They're calling it the 10-meter burger because
of the size of the different Titans.
Yeah,
in it.
They have a 5-meter, 7-meter, and 10-meter class burger, which are the number of patties. They're not really meter thick.
So if it was a 10-meter burger, it would be the size of the Colossal Titan. Just saying.
Okay.
It can look over your walls.
So how big is... Okay. Because I have right here the Eagles Challenge from Eagles Deli in Boston. And the Eagles Challenge, which is $65.99, it's 6 pounds...
$65.99?
Well, supplies last.
Yep. Hear me out why. It's 6 pounds of burger, 24 pieces of bacon, 24 pieces of American cheese, 5 pounds of fries, and 1 deli pickle.
I'd buy that for $1.
What, the deli pickle?
Or 5 pounds of fries.
What would be the new price? I wouldn't get it with the pickle. Could they cut the price of that?
It'll probably be $65.92.
Done.
That's just market price for the pickle. You need retail price on that.
What's the MSRP on this pickle?
And that's as strange as it gets.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we are so crazy.
We are so crazy.
Time to move on to what we're watching. Anybody watching anything?
Anything since the last time we were...
I haven't been watching anything, but I just finished playing South Park The Stick of Truth.
I've been hearing a lot about that, and it actually looks really good.
It is. It's
now,
fantastic.
This is from the perspective of somebody who has never, ever liked South Park. I would totally buy a Stick of Truth.
But you need to go in knowing that there's a lot of really incredibly disgusting shit in this game.
Well, I've seen the you can take poop out of the toilet and throw it at people.
No. It goes beyond that.
I've heard worse things. Apparently, there's a scene in the game where, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but in the UK, they wouldn't allow it. So there's just a screen with their flag, and it basically is like, yeah, we can't show you this.
Whoa.
In Australia, right. It's a crying koala.
So no new shows there, Evan?
I don't know how I feel about how they ended Robot Girl Z. Because it made it seem like that there was going to be 9 episodes, but I didn't realize that the 9 episodes constituted each 3 mini episode.
Yeah, it was only
one whole one.
Yeah, it was only 3 half-hour OVAs with 3 segments in each one.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping it was going to be more of a full-fledged series.
Yeah, I was expecting that when I went in. Still really love it, though.
It's pretty funny. I feel bad for, you know who I feel bad for in that show is Jake's food truck.
Yeah. Amazing deals.
Those are deals. Oh no, it's been blown up again! His insurance premiums must be wicked high.
Powering through Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. We're almost done. But other than that, I did pick up more bargain bin animes today, though.
Ooh.
So there'll be more crazy reviews coming out on bargain bin stuff. So I picked up one that I took it off the shelf. And I looked at it and I said, "This looks so boring. I'm going to get it."
What's it called?
I don't know if I want to spoil it because no, it's fine. It's called Silent Service. It's one of those old 80s animes that was only like an hour long movie by MangaCore released it. I have a whole bunch of them. I have Preacher, yeah, Akane's High Kick.
Is it about stuff like that? Is it about being on a submarine or something?
It is. It is.
And it's based off of a video game.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it has reviews on the
back. According to this, one of the best submarine simulators of the 1980s.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to be a wonderful show.
This is going to be a wonderful... That will be awesome.
It's based off a simulation game.
It's just a bunch of guys sitting around.
Yeah. Simulating.
Just sitting there simulating. Silent Service. That was Sid Meier game.
Silent Service was?
Yeah, it has him listed as one of the designers.
You're kidding me. Well, he knew actually, how to make history interesting. Yeah. Maybe he can make submarines interesting.
Okay, so apparently there are 2 totally different Silent Services, but they're both about being on submarines.
Christine, what have you been watching?
It was on floppy disk.
I actually know we did watch something. We tried watching Black Butler.
Oh right, that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was, but it was the last thing that we watched.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, the last thing you watched.
Did you like it?
I don't really remember.
Surprise.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was.
Me and Dylan
pique my interest.
Well, me and Dylan watched the first 2 episodes. Like when it first came out on Netflix a while back, and we watched those first 2 episodes, that's all I've ever seen of it. I never continued watching it.
You see, I really loved the first season and the OVAs. I did not really like the second season because some of the elements of it kind of disturbed me, but the OVAs in the second season, especially the making of Black Butler episode, really hilarious.
I haven't been watching anything new recently other than continue to watch Brotherhood, but I have actually been reading, and not manga either, like pictureless books.
they make books that don't have pictures in them?
I picked up this book called The Soul of Anime. It's written by an MIT professor.
Professor Ian Condrey?
That is correct.
Uh-huh, yeah. He's a good man. I've met him many times.
Yeah. Yeah, I picked up his book called The Soul of Anime.
For those of you who don't know what MIT is, it's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and that's where you go if you're really, really, really smart.
Yeah,
so people like Rebecca Miyamoto from Panipuri Dash and Kogarashi from Kamen no Maid Guy.
Yeah?
I understood like 2 words of that.
But so I started reading that book, and it's got interviews with really big industry people like Hayao Miyazaki and Mamoru Hosoda, Mamoru Oshii. And I haven't gotten too far into the book, but I've started reading up on
the beginning is really simplified. You know, it's a good introduction to anime. Like, but it's, I don't know why it's somebody who isn't interested in anime would pick it up. But like, it's there for them.
Yeah, it's a great book. That's actually the book that Mamoru Hosoda autographed for me when I met him last year.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I want to punch you in the face for stringing those words together.
That's the one where he drew King Cosma in.
I watched two episodes of something, but before that, I've been playing a lot of Demon Souls and Dark Souls again since the sequel comes out this week. I finally beat Demon Souls. I bought it a long time ago, but never beat it, and I finally made my way through.
The only game that I've been playing, now that you mention it, is I've still been playing Monster Hunter, and I'm finally almost beaten like the main village quests and everything, gotten to the high. I only have like one more set of quests to go, and then I can fight the ultimate monster and then go on to the G rank quests. But they announced that Monster Hunter 4 got an international release for the, I'm going to be looking forward to playing Monster Hunter online with people, because people here won't play it with me.
Yeah, so I did that in anticipation for the new game, and I also watched the first two episodes of Pokemon, because the first season's on Netflix now.
Oh, that's right! I saw that, like, every season is up there.
No, I think it was just the first one, or first or second right now.
Well, the Indigo Indigo League is up there, and Black and White is up there as well.
They have 52 episodes on Netflix right now.
Jeez.
Because, I could have sworn that there was just a Pokemon. It just said Pokemon, and then there was Pokemon Indigo League.
They have Black and White, too. They also have Medea's Witness Protection Program.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
That's the third thing. Or no, that's the fourth thing that came up when I searched Netflix for Pokemon.
Medea is a Pokemon.
Medea goes to Johto. I was curious to see what I thought of that series, since the last time I saw the first series was when I was, you know, a child.
Yeah. A child.
You know, one of those kids that don't have jobs.
Oh, man. You know what? That just reminded me that...
Speaking of not having jobs.
Segue.
No, actually, it was actually thinking about 4Kids animes. That was actually one of the things that they had at... when I was looking through the bargain bin anime, was they had Volume 2 and Volume 4 of the 4Kids version of One Piece. And and I almost bought it, because that would have been an awesome episode for bargain bin.
So is that it for what we're watching?
That's all we're watching.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I did stop watching Super Sonico.
I stopped watching that a while ago.
You were smarter.
I haven't watched it since that discussion we had on your show about it.
Yeah. Don't. Just don't.
I might.
It's one of the worst shows I've ever seen.
It's still in my Crunchyroll queue, so... Well, because now that I'm like 5 episodes of Kill la Kill behind and 3 episodes of Space Dandy behind,
couple episodes of Space Dandy behind.
So it is time to move on to our Tamagotchi for what we learned at cons.
Yeah, lessons learned.
This episode, we are talking about what we have learned from going to cons.
Now, I know we last con season, we discussed...
Con Survival Guide.
Yeah, Con Survival Guide and similar things. But this is less about what you have to do and more things that you should and should not do.
Don't break your foot.
Yeah. Good start, Christine. Can you explain to us what happened?
Oh, you mean a week before the con, I broke my foot?
Yeah, that was amazing, because you were quite a trooper going around the convention still. I mean, you were in a walking cast, kind of. You weren't supposed to really be walking on it.
Oops.
And I mean, you got us that T-shirt to Carly.
I hustled.
That was impressive.
I threw it at you.
Explain the story. Yes. Explain how far you traveled. With on a broken foot, so you could get us a T-shirt to Kari Walgren.
Okay. So where the convention is being held is at the Prudential Center in Boston and at the Heinz Convention Center. It's three floors of like a giant convention center. Could probably hold about 30,000 people. I believe where you were meeting Kari Walgren, who was on the third floor.
In the corner.
In the back corner. Of the convention center. Our hotel room was in the Marriott, which was probably a good 20-minute walk if you were not on a broken foot.
Yeah. Well, and it's also not even in this. It's connected to the same building, but it's not in the same building.
You have to cross a pretty major Boston street through a glass corridor to get there. I believe I got it to you.
You were right in time.
I got a text pleading. Pleading, please get me a t-shirt.
And where were you when you got that text? I remember where you were.
Where was I?
You were in the game room on the third floor.
That's right.
So you had to go from that opposite corner to the opposite corner.
Back.
Across the street from the Prudential Center.
Back. And I remember right afterwards I went back to the room because I needed to ice my foot. I remember that.
A
plus. You guys got the t-shirt.
Yeah, but...
And Kari Walker was very excited.
Did you do that?
I don't know.
So the lesson here is...
Out of boredom?
Playing grapple hooks so you don't have to walk all the way over there.
That's basically what we're trying to say.
Don't do that.
Don't break bones.
Even if your friends... Please, don't do that.
No, the first and foremost lesson is don't
break... Real
friend
wouldn't plead with someone who's got a broken foot.
Yeah. Don't fall off your couch and break your foot to begin with.
Don't break bones.
How do you fall off your couch?
Okay, here's another story.
Is your couch 10 meters tall?
That's a story for another day.
Okay.
What a lot of people learn from going to cons is, in order to skip out on food, bring snacks.
Yeah, it's not the healthiest option, but...
you're only doing it for 3 days, so...
Yeah, if you're...
Plenty of water, and if you can, bring, like, a fruit.
Yes, and that was part of our survival guide, was the water thing. Because I know a lot of people are like, I survive on energy drinks! And that is the worst kind of idea when you're going to a convention.
Drink water. You're like 70% of it.
Isn't that the world? I'm pretty sure we're like 90%.
It's one of those percentages.
Yeah.
I've got 10 meters of water in me.
I'd say another one is go with a plan, but be willing to adjust.
Yeah, I mean, it is beneficial to go to a convention with a plan. It's you're probably not going to stick to the plan, but it's nice to have at least a guide to follow, which is why one of the reasons that's awesome is the guidebook app. The guidebook app, if the convention you're going to is participates with it, the entire convention's... Oh, you have to have a smartphone, too. So if you don't have a smartphone, if you have a flip phone, then you're out of luck.
If you're not smart...
Then you're probably like an assassin for the CIA, if you have a flip phone now.
Or a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Or you probably have 1,000 flip phones if you're a drug dealer, because you have to snap everyone in half.
Yeah.
But if you have the guidebook app, you can go through the list and select which panels you want to go through throughout the entire weekend, and then your phone will remind you when those panels are happening. You can set a reminder, you know, half hour, 15 minutes, when it's happening. I don't know why you would do that, but it's a really good way to stay organized, especially because it keeps the con list and your list separate. So you can see what you have planned at what time throughout the entire day, which is pretty cool. Guidebook app is your friend.
Yeah.
If you're staying the whole weekend.
Another thing to go on top of that, too, is when you're planning through that, you know, definitely look for the things that you want to do the most, because you're not going to get to everything.
No.
And for that, it lets you plan better on getting to the things you want to do on time, because chances are there's a lot of people who want to do the same thing that you want to do. So if you want to get in, you got to line up early.
Now, also, granted, going along with the follow the plan, but be sure to make compromises, which is, I think, what you were getting at. I mean, if you're going alone...
We talked about that earlier.
We did. It's if you're going alone, you do whatever you want. I mean, but you're going to... That's lonely. Why would you go to a convention by yourself?
Stalk some people.
To make friends.
Well, like, I know... We had gone to a con in the past, and everyone else wanted to do something, except somebody else wanted to do something else.
But you see, that's the thing. We always go in a minimum of a group of 6 people. And but recently it's been 8. This year it's going to be about 15, thanks to Boston Bass Brigade and 42 Anime Reviews. So we're going to have plenty of leeway and room to split off if we need to. I mean, I hope we're going to be sticking around each other for as long as we possibly can. I mean, but we'll be connected through our phones and stuff. But if you're going, like, just two people and you both want to do something different, you kind of have to make priorities on what the better option is to do, because going doing something by yourself at a convention isn't really fun, because you don't really have anything, have anybody to share it with. Because I mean, I know if you're at a panel and somebody says something really cool, you can't like turn to somebody and be like, "What? Holy crap! Did you hear what he just said?" Because then you don't know that person. I mean, you have to have your buddy there with you so you can be like, "That was awesome." Just saying.
Yeah.
You're going to get some weird looks.
This is one of those moments you wanted a buddy there so you could...
There's just an empty chair next to you. It's like, oh, somebody's swag bag is sitting next to you. Did you hear that swag bag? How cool.
It could be a hug pillow.
There's a Moe bobblehead that's just nodding.
Yeah, somebody's Yuko hug pillow is sitting next to you. It's like, did you hear that, Yuko hug pillow? Hug me.
Yeah, I heard that.
That is a weird voice for Yuko. Hug pillows are normal, Christine.
I'm not saying they're not.
Yes, you are. You are judging.
Quit judging with your judge face.
How about something from your guys' side?
Bring a whole box of different ocarinas that you can break out. Just
for
start
who?
Playing the rain song.
Do you even know what game ocarinas are from, Dylan?
Yeah, Zelda.
Okay.
Are they ocarinas or macarinas?
Had nothing to do with that one. That was ocarina of time, right? Nothing
or
to do with
maracas?
That one.
Hey, macarinas.
Hey, ocarina. There was a guy that brought a bunch of macarinas. That's why I brought this up.
Were they all were they all different colors?
Yeah, and then remember he was playing, and he would just break one out, start playing one, and then start pouring rain, and we were like, maybe it is real.
This was at AFO, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You don't remember that guy?
No, that's weird.
He had like a really nice case with a bunch of different ocarinas in them.
Oh, maybe I do.
He must have been legit.
Was he dressed as Link?
I don't think so. I think he was...
No.
I think he was in his civilian clothes.
Just
what's an ocarina?
You don't know
You don't know what an ocarina is?
It's like a flute.
I'm a noob for a reason.
But an ocarina is an actual instrument.
It's like a flute thing made of clay, kinda, or other stuff.
Have you at least been to medieval times?
No, it's an instrument.
It's an instrument. That's it.
Okay, how about this? If you're in a dealer's room that is smaller than a bread box...
Wear deodorant.
please.
Well,
at least for that day.
No, that's a con survival guide thing.
That's a life survival guide thing. I don't know.
As a lessons learned thing, if you're in a tiny dealer's room, you have to watch out for bootlegs. Unless you want to buy bootlegs. But bootlegs are way more prevalent, way more common in tiny dealers' rooms because they're not monitored. You'd think that the bigger dealers' rooms, they'd be able to be snuck in more and hidden better and everything like that, but that's not true. They actually seem to be more like allowed more often in the smaller dealers' room. So if you're in a tiny dealers' room, be sure to be careful of that, because it's weird, especially with Nendoroids. Nendoroids are bootlegged all the time. I was fortunate enough to get a figurine that was horribly... How about you, Evan? You go first.
I learned that some people will still sleep in the bathtub, but still won't take a bath afterwards.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's not firsthand experience, but you have experienced somebody doing that?
I know quite a few people who have done that.
So, now let me see. I have never been in a room with somebody who hasn't showered. Everybody I know has always showered.
Is responsible.
Oh, same here, but I heard from the girls' room one specific year that someone didn't.
Oh, right. No. That sounds greasy to me.
Yeah.
Just when you are walking around the con, pack lightly. Because if you're walking around for hours,
yeah,
with a huge backpack on your back. Your back's going to be killing.
I'm going to do my best this year because I carry my bag around with me all the time. I didn't last year, did I? I kept all my like the microphones and everything in my pockets because I didn't bring down my computer
until we had to do our panel.
Until I had to do the panel. I think what I'm thinking of is 2012, where I carried my my messenger bag around with me all the time for I don't know what reason. I only had
like a cool kid.
Well, but it's just
those messages to pull out of your bag.
It hurts, and I have a letter for you and a letter for you. Because it just hurts. Like
it hurts.
Something around your shoulders for 6 hours a day puts quite the toll on. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
soon enough, the strap feels like a fiber wire.
Yeah,
going into your shoulder.
You're doing that thing where you're switching back and forth
shoulders.
No, and eventually it stops helping, and then your shoulders are all out of alignment, and all you need to do is lay down. Dylan, you have to have learned more things from conventions.
Never walk around a convention with worn down shoes.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Tennis shoes.
The only
may
one
look
I
cool.
could think of, honestly, was probably something shoe related, like wear comfortable shoes if you can.
High tops are your friend. Never wear like Converse.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Canvas shoes.
Flip flops.
Yeah. New Balance is a good choice. Yeah. New Balance is very comfortable.
This episode Skechers. Brought to you by New Balance.
I go with Skechers.
It's the S.
Yes.
It's the N, New Balance.
And then
I found a squishy foot cast actually works well too.
We don't recommend breaking your foot to get one though. Always make time for you don't want to definitely don't fill up your schedule because I know that we've had times where we've wanted to go to events and we jump in line and the line is already too long. And basically we just jump in line in time to not make it into the panel room. Like the one last year that we went to, or we attempted to go to was like the history of World War II in anime. The room was so small anyway, but we jumped in line and they were like, oh, 15 people go in, everybody go away. Room's full.
I actually got one that is a little bit more on the side of how to heighten your experience at the con better. Actually, I pulled it from one of the users on the forums, which was if you're documenting the con either by video or by pictures, or by pictures, take a lot of footage, a lot of footage or pictures, because when you look through them again, you know, one of my most favorite things to do is after the con, go onto YouTube and look up all the pictures and videos of people who went to the con.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's so much fun.
Actually, for anybody who's listening to this who likes to document that kind of stuff, just from personal experience, photo slideshows are not as exciting. Videos are more fun to watch, but videos are only more fun to watch if you give your opinions. Like, if you actually, like, talk to an audience that isn't there. I know not a lot of people are comfortable doing that. It does take a lot of practice. But, just doing walkthroughs of the con, not as exciting as actually filming subject matter. Like Jonathan and I talk to people, we find things to do to film. Like, we have a subject to film.
Yeah, really good cosplay.
You should this year go up to people that are dressed in normal clothing and act like they're in the best-looking cosplay outfit. just confuse the hell out of them.
Some people might find that insulting. Like, I will do that, but I'm just saying, like, I can see the backfire of that, of somebody being like, dude, you're a dick.
Like, I know myself, the past couple of years, I've gone in street clothes, and people just come up to me seeing that I have the lanyard on, and they look at me almost like, oh, she's a normal one. And they ask her, she's a normal one. And they'll be like, what are all these people dressed up as? Like, I don't even understand. Who are you?
Well, that's why it's cool wearing a press shirt. I like walking around wearing a press shirt, because that makes you feel like badass.
Like a doozy.
Yeah, like when you're busy. Yeah. I mean, I'm walking around.
Got any convention. Thoughts on the anime here?
You hit the nail on the head there, Dylan. So that I don't run into the problem of running out of questions to ask, I'm actually going to jot down
all the questions in my phone, so I can just pull up my phone and read them there in the interview.
That's what I do with the iPad.
Well, because I tried to memorize them. Oh, there we go. This is a lesson learned. I tried to memorize all the questions that I wrote, and as soon as I got into an interview with somebody, I remembered the most prevalent one, and then they all went away, because I had to pay attention to the answer that they were giving, and so I had other things on my mind while they were answering, because I had to respond to them. So to avoid that, I'm gonna have my smartphone handy, and make sure I have notes.
So it can be smart for you.
Yeah. Because I won't remember that stuff.
One of the another good thing that you can do at the con is if you see people like being social and you want to be social, you know, too, or if you see somebody who's don't like interrupt somebody's conversation.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
but what's like, up over here, guys?
if you're like sitting in a panel room waiting for a con to start and you know you see or waiting for a con waiting for the panel to start. You know, if you see somebody who's being social, you know, be social back, you know, talk to them. If you're sitting in the opening ceremonies, you're going to be sitting next to somebody that you don't know unless you're in a large group of people.
Like we are.
Yeah. Then you'd strike up a conversation with them if you like their costume or something like that. It's fun to talk to people. And sometimes you meet people that are, you know, that are really cool.
And sometimes not so cool.
Sometimes not so cool, but then you can run away and hide yourself in a group of 20,000 people.
Oh, that's a thing learned.
Yeah.
First con ever. We were in line, I think, for is either a hentai dubbing or Bad Anime Bad, and a bunch of guys were creeping on me. Remember that?
You?
Yeah, do you remember that? No, you were there.
I was not there for that. I do not remember anything of the sort.
So your lesson is pepper spray.
Yeah. I don't think the bag check people will like that as much.
As an alternative to pepper spray, you could just use wasabi.
That is true.
This is relevant to our interest job. Of course, they don't allow food in the convention center. So,
well, you could always just go with a swift kick to the nuts.
Yeah,
I'm kind of short though.
An elbow.
Bad boys, bad boys. Shame on you, hitting on me. Bad. Yes, you. Bad.
This is taking a turn.
Oh my god!
Just through audio, it sounds like a dominatrix session.
It sounds like you started to enjoy that.
No, I was just tapping my leg, just trying to make a sound.
Okay,
just for the record, just so
it's the hard. It's one. I'm tapping one of my harder muscles, so it doesn't hurt.
With the yaoi paddle.
I just realized I'm digging myself into a much deeper hole, so I'm just going to shut up now.
King Baby Duck of Boston Bastard Brigade, everybody.
Lessons learned? Lessons learned. Okay. How about somebody else in the forum? What do they say?
Hand sanitizer.
Is that a lesson learned?
Or bring some.
Well, no, the cause so has hand sanitizer.
That's a survival guide tip. Did you learn a lesson as to why you should bring hand sanitizer?
Because when you go up the escalators and everyone and their friend wants to give you a high five, don't want to leave them hanging, but you don't know where their hand's been.
But that's why at the top of the escalators and the bottom of the escalators, there's usually a hand sanitizer packet.
But what if it's empty?
What if it's empty?
Then you wear a designated high five glove.
Touche.
Not to mention that hand sanitizer can be used to ward off creepers.
I thought you said ham sanitizer.
Ham sanitizer.
John Ham sanitizer.
Where's that chin?
This one goes into, you know, escalating your con experience. If you're wearing a cosplay, be confident in that cosplay that you're wearing. You know, you're going to enjoy your time more if you're not being self-conscious about what you made. If you made a cosplay, it's good. You know, it's like if you're wearing...
Yeah, there's still time put into it.
Yeah, exactly. You should be proud of whatever you make. And you will have a better time by not worrying about what other people are thinking of what you're wearing.
That's the first good tip.
Yes.
What do you, in your opinion, think is going to be... Because every year there's a dominating cosplay. What do you think it is going to... What anime do you think it's going to be from this year?
I think it might be Kill la Kill.
Yeah, see, I agree with you.
I think we're going to see a lot... We're not going to see a lot of the main... Ryuko you know, Shinketsu outfits. You're going to see a lot of her regular schoolgirl style outfits. You're going to see a lot of Makos. I think you're going to see a lot of people out there just going on their knees and taking off their shirts, screaming, "Rule this beat!"
Now, see, I think you're right. We're definitely going to see more Kill la Kill cosplays, but I'm not sure if it was that one anime that kind of took over this season. Because one of the things that I think is going to be really, really, like, we're going to see a lot of cosplay is Danganronpa. Because that one kind of had, like, a really indie following, but it had more people following it than we think. I think we're going to see a lot of Danganronpa cosplays.
And recently, My Sister is Unusual.
I don't.
Probably some plenty of Attack on Titan as well.
There's been, like, slowly more and more Attack on Titan cosplay showing up. But, oh, you know what? But, Dylan, yeah, you're right. I think that's going to be the winner, mainly because Anime Boston is getting the English premiere.
Yeah, I've seen people that I've never once heard talk about anime mention Attack on Titan, like, online or in some way. So it's the popularity of that show is pretty enormous now.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right with that one.
Especially because
they're about it. That is going to probably be the most. It's going to be Attack on Titan Con.
Yeah, especially because there hasn't been an Anime Boston since Attack on Titan started.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, actually, no, that's false. It just started.
Yeah, it had just started the year before. But yeah, we are looking at an Attack on Titan Con. It's going to be like Survey Corps people walking around everywhere. Probably some Titans, too.
Probably some weird, confusing Titan cosplays.
No, we're not going to see gross Titans. We're going to see like the special Titans, like the armored Titan, the female Titan.
We're going to see some like businessman Titans. We're going to see some. We're going to see some people mixing it up. Lolita Titan.
Deadpool Titan.
Deadpool Titan.
Because it's ironic. And Deadpool is everywhere. Shut up, Deadpool. It's a made Deadpool Titan. Mickey Mouse with Mickey Mouse ears.
And that's what I learned at the con.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to move on to some fan service.
Really? That how long were we talking about that?
I don't know.
Long enough.
We had a couple people give us some
and on Facebook too. We had a couple
some black anime characters.
Yep. So starting off with fan service, our fan Scott emailed us, and he said that we didn't mention one. He said Simon from Durarara, who is a Russian sushi chef. Which if you look up Simon Durarara, he's right. We totally skipped over that, mostly because I don't think any of us on the show have seen Durarara.
Durarara.
That was actually very true, Dylan. When we were at Anime Florida Experience and talking to Daryl Gilbeau, he said, "Do you know what the title of the show Durarara means?" And people said it was the sound of Selty's bike that it made in the show. It means this, it means that. And then somebody just said, it doesn't mean anything. And Daryl said, yeah, that's exactly it. The producer of the show was asked, or the creator of the show was asked, what are you going to name the show? And he had no idea, so he just went, Durarara. And that's how the name...
Yeah, I think you've told us this story before on here.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it would have had to have been a while ago if we did, so that's...
Yeah, pretty long time ago.
So it means nothing.
It means nothing. It just means Durarara.
And then we had a Tumblr ask from an anonymous user who was asking also from the black character episode, which was, would you consider what robot from...
Oh, Metabots. Yeah. Metabee. If Metabee from Metabots is considered a black anime character. And that's a really weird one because I've never ever been put into consideration an inanimate object having a race or an ethnicity, because the American voice actor for Metabee is African American, but I don't know how that translates from the Japanese version of the show. So I don't know. I don't know if I would count Metabee as.
Can he even
unless in the
put race onto a robot.
Well, unless in the show itself they say, "Hey, Metabee, you're African American."
So African, I would say no, just based on the fact that if you're talking about the character specifically, no, a robot it cannot be black. A robot cannot be white either. Don't.
No black.
Why can't it be black, John?
Because they all say made in China. That's why.
Only wealthy white robots here. Only wealthy white robots here.
The honky bot.
Have any of you ever played a video game called Frobot?
No.
It's, I don't think so. It was for the Wii, and you're basically a funky robot that has got to do, like, got to solve puzzles and everything.
That sounds got, like a Wii game.
It has, he has disco ball bombs of some sort.
I thought that was going a completely different direction.
Does it have a fro?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's a Frobot.
Frobot.
Of course a Frobot okay. would have an afro.
Well, idiot.
Let's get that Frobotics.
I was talking to him.
They teach that at MIT. Oh. Frobotics.
Yeah, Frobots at MIT.
It's time to shameless plug.
All right, guys. If you want to tell us the things that you have learned from conventions, which I know you have, that's pretty much what happens to everybody. You learn things when you go to conventions. Lessons learned, email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime, where we have frequent updates on videos, happenings, especially with the convention. Hopefully pretty soon you'll be hearing whether or not you're listening to this at Anime Boston, so our panel would have probably already been accepted. But at the time of this recording, I'm stalking, sitting at the email, waiting for the email to come in. Anyway, you can also find us at youtube.com/wickedanimereviews, where we have our frequent reviews. You can go check out that My Little Sister is Unusual video that was just recently posted to get the reference to the live-action trailer. You can find us on Tumblr, where we have random updates on quirky anime memes and whatever. You can find us at nerdyshow.com. Where you are either listening to this podcast, if you're not listening to it on iTunes, which currently the iTunes Nerdy Show is a little bit busted right now, but they're working on getting it fixed.
Are they separating the shows and the channels?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And somebody's doing that for us. Yeah. We don't even have to, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's probably that's probably best for everyone.
Unsubscribe. Evan.
You'll find us. Evan, go ahead. Let us know where they can find you and what they can listen to.
Okay. For the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bass Brigade, they can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, No Borders, No Race, or if you have questions for our Japanese teacher, Sawa-sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbassbrigade.com. You can follow me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at king_baby_duck.
Click on.
You can like us on Facebook on facebook.com/Boston Bastard Brigade. And do not forget about the other shows under the Land of Ash, including The Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and The Issues Program.
And also, I just looked up on iTunes. We do have our own Nerdy Show channel for the Wicked Anime Podcast out now. So if you were listening to our other channel, you have to unsubscribe from the old Nerdy Show channel and resubscribe to our channel to add that on there. Definitely check out some of the other shows too, because they are boss.
Well, I guess that's where we get off, and we say goodbye. The only way we know how.
K-bye.
Attack on Titan cheeseburger.
Wait, wait. How tall is this?
10 meters. No. I'm sorry.
10 meters?
I read that wrong.
That's larger than a cow.
It's just a cow.
Yeah.
That would be a big-ass cow.
It would be.
I literally wrote 10 meters in my news story. Hang on. Now I got to go fish this out.
This has been Things Bigger Than a Cow with Dylan.
Things bigger than you thought they'd be.
I would attack a 10-meter burger.
Attack on Titan burger.
Boom! Full circle.
Do they call it a Titan burger?
Well, it definitely is a 10-patty burger.
Each a meter, is it, okay, is a it, meter in thickness.
Oh, it's for 2,000 yen, too. I messed that up. I should just start this whole news piece over.
No, I'm such a fan. I want to find a list of other things that are 10 meters so we have something to judge it by.
Thanks for listening to Wicked Anime Podcast. As listeners support and entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to this network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Wicked Anime, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news on us, you can follow us on any social network. Or all your favorite social networks. Fuck the ones you don't like. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.